We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Do you know what gazing balls are?
I can't say I do know what that is.
Well, that was my problem.
Give me some context.
They're usually in somebody's...
Oh, is it a plant?
No.
Okay.
They're usually in somebody's yard or maybe in a garden.
A garden decoration. I do know what that is, but that's not what I thought they were called.
I didn't know what they were called. We've all seen them. They're usually on a pedestal and it's a round colored ball. It would look like it's glass from a distance. I don't really know what they're made out of.
I want to say growing up we called these witch balls. Because it looked like, you know, you would put your hands around it like you're performing
a spell. Oh, right, like a crystal ball. Yeah, right. Well, there's an interesting story out of Austin, Texas, where police are looking for a guy who stole a pair of gazing balls.
You just like saying it.
I do like saying that, I have to admit, because...
What color were the gazing balls that they were looking for?
At this point, they're blue, I think. Let me see if it says what color they actually are.
I just assumed
are.
That's where we were going with this.
Oh, no, no, okay. That's not where we're going.
Because carry on with your gazing balls.
There is much more to the story. The woman is freaking out because...
They were valuable.
No. When her parents died during the pandemic, she had their ashes put inside a couple of these custom gazing balls.
So they are valuable to her. They're precious to her.
The woman apparently had many gazing balls in her yard.
Some people do. I feel like when you're into the gazing ball, you end up a collector of gazing balls.
Probably. And I'm sorry, this is what the article says. The thief is still on the run, and Gail is desperate to get her parents back.
Oh.
Yes. So she's asking that the thief return the gazing balls.
Now, remind us again, where did this happen?
This is in Austin, Texas. These are not local balls.
These gazing balls won't make it to Northeast PA.
I don't think balls are big in any PA. Have you seen any?
Our great-grandparents are a big fan of these garden balls.
I think it's old people that display their balls mostly. And I think probably... I think probably people around here are more modest and they put their balls in the backyard so they're not visible.
That could be it.
It's for their own pleasure.
Yes.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.